Welcome to the Candid Cast with Lucky Agede. In this episode, we explore the essential leadership virtue of communication. Let's dive into the insights.
Hello, welcome to the Candid Cast. My name is Lucky Agede. I'm continuing the talk on the profile of a leader, who a leader is, and the character traits that make a person a leader. And we have talked about vision, we have discussed character, we have discussed competence of a leader in our past episodes. This is the fourth episode in this series, and I will stop here and allow you time to subscribe to our channel. Just hit the notification button. Share our video among your friends and loved ones to get notified of future episodes. Today, we want to talk about communication. A good leader must be a good communicator. We communicate every minute, and that is the only way the world keeps running, except that there is more to it in leadership than just exchanging information. In its simplest form, communication is simply the exchange of ideas, thoughts, and feelings between individuals and groups. Relationships are built through understanding, and there can be no understanding without effective communication. What is said must be what is heard before understanding can be reached. The story is told of a group of people who wanted to build a tower that will reach heaven in height. They started the project because they could understand each other. There was effective communication. And the Bible holds that this project they have started can't be stopped unless their communication was disrupted. God confused their language, and the project came to an end. That is how important communication can be. The leader that cannot pass his information cannot mobilize or galvanize performance and productivity. Paul Kagame is an outstanding communicator. A visit to Rwanda will not cease to elate you with amazement about the turnaround from the genocide to the growth trajectory that we see today. Every man in the street of Kigali is carried along. The vision is clear and understood by all. A cab driver knows that he is important to the growth of his country. He welcomes tourists, treats them as gold. Nigeria, on the other hand, is sinking under the weight of tribalism and nepotism, because we are not able to communicate what do the leaders really want in Nigeria, because tribalism does not exist outside the realm of what the political leaders impose on us. Without the tribalism imposed by political leaders, you find in Nigeria so much intertribal marriages, people trust themselves, people live together, but it is when election comes that they tell us that we are different people. A good leader, like I mentioned, of Nelson Mandela, is a proponent of inclusiveness. Every tribe and every class of people are needed to drive growth. Aliko Dangote must talk to trailer drivers with respect. He can't do their job, and they are a necessary part of his dream actualization. He cannot take over and begin to drive the trucks. You can't. You may not be the best communicator today, but you will be comforted to know that you can learn it. That's the essence of this podcast, the whole series we are running, is that everything in life is learned. So you learn communication like you learn any other thing in life. And to learn it effectively, let's look at some of the practical steps that you can do to become a good communicator. Number one, you practice active listening. A good communicator is an active listener. Learn to focus fully on the speaker, irrespective of his status and whether he's making sense or not making sense. Listen without interrupting. And when you enter the discussion, give feedback to be sure your understanding is same as what is being said. This makes the speaker feel important and ready to take instructions. A team member that leaves a leader feeling despised, feeling unheard, will not give the best of productivity input into that organization. Every stupid idea must be carefully and thoughtfully listened to before you can criticize or write it off because you have a better one. And you are able to convince even the person who brought the bad idea that there is a better way to do it. Number two, develop capacity to hear what is not said. That's what we call understanding body language. This is non-verbal communication. Many team members may not freely express themselves out of fear or timidity, but a leader must be able to read body language, encourage liberty of all persons to freely express themselves. A leader is not a terror to the people. A good communicator is a friend of all, irrespective of class or social status in life. Number three, a leader must be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. This is the quick, slow, slow principle. After listening to both the good and the bad, without showing any anger, no resentment, take time to articulate your thoughts and opinions before you express it clearly and concisely in a way that the lowest class of persons will understand exactly what the leader is saying. Number four, clarity of words. One of the things I have seen in the legal profession is the need to make your words clear and free from ambiguity. Like when you talk of property, you say situating, lying, and being at a particular location. It is not for the purpose of creating confusion in the mind of anybody, but to be sure everyone is left without doubt as to the location of that property. A good lawyer does not use confusing jargon. Those who do have problems with self-esteem, and they hide behind jargons to bury their deficiency. You do not need the dictionary to understand a good communicator. You have not communicated until you are able to pass your message through. Number five, accept criticism. A good communicator must tolerate, he must be a tolerant person, tolerate criticism. A person that gets angry when criticized is a fool, as no one can advance without critics. If everyone is clapping for you, you are surrounded by liars. Good leaders look out for those people who will look at them in the face and say, you were wrong at so and so point. Unless you get people who tell you, oh, you are not right at this point, you are wrong. There's something, a way to do it better. You are in the wrong circle. Number six, engage often in public speaking. I've mentioned that the only way to learn is practice. It is said that practice makes perfect. If you don't practice, you cannot grow. You cannot become a good singer if you don't sing. And what you don't use, you will lose. So engage often in public speaking. Find occasion to practice it. Practice makes perfect. If you will be good at anything, including communication, you develop it by doing it often. There are some factors that inhibit communication. Let me talk about a few of them briefly. As much as you want to be a good communicator, you will need to tackle a few inhibitors to achieve your goal. The first I will look at is difference in languages. Language difference can hinder communication. It is good to learn as many languages as you can. There is nothing to lose by knowing or learning another language. But practically, you cannot learn all languages. You have places where you face challenges. Number two, cultural difference. In non-verbal communication, for example, the Yorubas of the southwest of Nigeria believe respect is communicated when you prostrate to greet an elder or your in-laws. If you go for marriage, they say everybody that came from the man's family must prostrate for the woman's family to show respect. In the southeast of the same country, prostrating to greet may be interpreted as prideful, as you are seen as trying to avoid body contact with people who are possibly not as educated or not of the same social status as you are. In the southeast, you embrace to show respect. In the southwest, you avoid body contact, you prostrate to show respect. You don't go and shake hands with your elders in the southwest, but in the southeast, is enough. So understanding the cultural differences will help you to communicate effectively. What is demanded in each situation where you are, your location, the culture of the environment where you operate, the person you are speaking to, who you try to win, all these are to showcase you as a leader. Number three, let's look at the emotion of the parties. There is a parable in the community where I grew up that says a woman's enemy does not agree that she's pregnant. Until she sees the baby out, she will always believe it is a tumor. Generally, feelings of anger, fear, or anxiety can hinder sound judgment and hamper communication. In this case, what is said will always be different from what is heard. There is this prejudicial position. Somebody is prejudiced about you. You are trying to say something. He picks something different. You see some people, you say something and they flare up. You ask, what really did I say? Is it more than this? There are things that underlying information that is generating that level of reaction. Number four inhibitor we'll look at is the environment. In an environment laden with noise or poor communication infrastructure, communication can be hindered and disrupted. The delivery of the intended message does not go as predicted by the leader, because either the environment is noisy or the infrastructure. This happens most of the time when we speak over the telephone. You find, can you hear me? Or I don't hear you. And somebody may pick information that is different from what is being said. Number five barrier is the barrier of perception. Preconceived notions about the person or group of persons can hinder communication delivery. He's from so-and-so tribe. What do you expect? Without even hearing the person, you don't know what he's trying to say. You have written up, he's from so-and-so religion. Do you expect anything better? These are things that can destroy communication. Number six, poor listening skill. Just as active listening helps communication, poor listening skill is a killer of communication. I grew up hearing a parable that a person who jumps into a conversation that he did not know where it started from will always run into trouble by his out-of-point contribution, leading to the payment of a fine of £3. Poor listening can lead to misinformation and misunderstanding. The import of that parable is that you don't judge a matter before you hear it. Don't jump into any communication in the middle. Be patient to hear all sides and pass your own opinion. Thank you for staying tuned to the Candid Cast. Till I come your way again next week, stay blessed.
Thanks for listening to the Candid Cast. Be sure to tune in again next week.